This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. 76 million years ago, a group of small mammals huddled in a burrow in what's now Montana. They were good diggers, most likely furry and petite.
They could sit comfortably in the palm of your hand. I mean, if you saw them running around today, you'd probably think it looks like a small rodent, a chipmunk or a mouse.
Lucas Weaver is a mammal paleobiologist at the University of Washington. These little creatures didn't belong to any of the three main mammal groups on the planet today, which are the placental mammals like us, monotremes like the platypus, and marsupials like koalas and kangaroos. Instead, they belong to another now extinct group called the multituberculates.
They have these really bizarre molars with these multiple bumps on, which is where they get their name. Multituberculate just means many bumps.
Weaver and his colleagues have studied the fossilized skulls and skeletons of these animals dug up in Montana, and they've given them a name. Felicomys primavus, friendly or neighborly mouse. The details are in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution. Weaver says drought or climate change may have killed the animals, though it's hard to be sure, but the critters were fossilized together in ways that suggest they sought out each other's company. That's a big deal, because it's commonly thought that social behavior didn't arise in mammals until after the death of the dinosaurs, 10 million years after these small critters hung out together.
The narrative for decades has been that mammals that were living during the time of dinosaurs were mostly solitary, rat-like creatures that were kind of scuttling in the night under the foot of dinosaurs. And so the fact that we're finding these multituberculate mammals, a totally unrelated and ancient group of mammals exhibiting social behavior, means that this was probably not uncommon among these early Mesozoic mammals. And it kind of changes the narrative of, oh, sociality is somehow unique to placental mammals.
Even today, social behavior is relatively rare among mammals. But these findings suggest the need for company in some mammalian species is an ancient evolutionary invention. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.